Everyone, good evening. We're running a little late tonight, but that doesn't mean we can't do absolutely amazing, radiant work in a shorter period of time, because it seems like time is being played with. I heard a thing today on Matt Kahn YouTube, and he was saying that basically what's happening is we're bending time. Now, Jim Self said recently that time is going slower. And then I heard him say, time is going faster. So I'm saying to myself, self, I think from my experience and from a lot of the people that I talk to, my name is Veronica Entwistle, as most of you know, it seems like things, the vibrations are moving very fast, and that the earth is kind of vibrating at a much more rapid level. And also there are tremendous downloads of higher frequencies coming in from the universes. And wow, I can feel it. Can't you? I feel sometimes I want to go, just go, oh, I don't know what that is. It's like a dust bunny, but it's going 100 miles an hour. And it's sort of like a frequency dust bunny and comes running through. How many of you are experiencing that kind of thing? This whole show is a show about learning to radiate consciously. And sometimes it's like feeling and meeting the radiances that are around. You know, how many of you are having trouble with empathy these days? Because here's another thing we want to learn is to go into empathy or into any of the frequencies are coming at us or coming through us and so on, but learning to go into those and then take charge of them, be the orchestra leader and send them back out in a higher frequency level. That requires a certain level of consciousness, which some days I can have and some days I can't. How do you do with it? And some of us, I think, are intrinsically more empathic than others. I think we're all empathic. It's like everybody can sing, but we're all empathic. But some people are more, it's like water. Some people are more miscible. They mingle more easily with other people's frequency. Some people are better at kind of keeping the boundaries there. I think it has a lot to do with mutability in the chart, water in the chart, alignments of frequencies in and amongst people. If you have a soul bond, you probably are taking each other on deeper levels or more complex levels than some people, you know. So you can't always figure it out. So the idea is we got to learn how to raise our fields and frequency. So let's start off with doing our, and I really want you to call in tonight, hey? I really need you guys to call in and tell me what's going on in your world. So I'm really expecting to hear from some of you. And I'd also like us to do some of the Tohono'oponopono work. I'm calling it work because a lot of us have been using it lately in a much more vivid fashion to really get some changes going. So let's practice that. I work with a group of women, and they're really wonderful, wonderful women. And we used it at our group the other night, and people were literally weeping because in the state of our meditation, the sincerity and the frequencies that people were bringing through was really touching, whether we were ho'oponoponoing personal problems, or whether we were doing big problems for the world, or whether we were doing collective things for our group, or it didn't matter. Somebody else who I really respect and admire called me and said that she was going to start. She's done some pretty interesting healing on her little body, which is extremely sensitive, and she's had some very difficult times with it. And she was just saying that she's going to really ho'oponopono her past and how that has had an impact on her health today. Isn't that kind of a fun idea? So let's play with that. But the first thing we're going to do is our structures, because it's another aspect of the structures I want us to work on. This one is really fun. We could do this. How about we be playful tonight? Now, I want you all to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Oh, and I was learning a little bit about breathing. You take a deep breath and you take it right in through your entire torso. To the count of three, and then you hold it for six. And then a deep sigh out. Fill your torso with breath. And now hold it for the count of six. And in a state of letting go. A couple more. Into the count of three, fill your torso. Hold it for six. And then let it go. Relax. And now let's create the structures above your head, a golden ball below your spine, another golden ball. And drop that filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And then most of you know this part. Drop a three-sided gold pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height and push it out so you got room to play under it. And then upside down, another matching golden pyramid sticking into the lower golden ball. So you've got one sticking up and one pointing down. Remember, you're skewered in the middle with this beautiful filament of light. And now create your crystal ball inside of this big diamond that you made out of your two pyramids. And then you create the crystal ball. And inside of that crystal ball, you want to create a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. And start spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. Wow. And as we spin and spin and spin, I want you to look at the magical screen in front of you. And the magical screen in front of you is a place where you're going to put movies. And the first movie is a movie you create. It's all about you. It's a movie where you're creating who it is you want to become. Who are you? What's your dharma? What is it you want to become in your life? And I always say the same thing. I want to be consciously multidimensional. And I told you that I went off for a retreat, and then I went off to the Integratron for two runs of the Integratron. And lo and behold, in the trancing, I was very consciously multidimensional. Whoa, it was amazing. I went, wow, my programming is working, and it was very beautiful. So wrap that in light, whatever it is you want to become, and trust that you are going to become that. And we'll create a movie of some project you want to do, whether it's home and family, whether it's a movie, a book, anything it is that you want. Okay? and see all the resources, the people, the money, the place, everything you need to bring your project to fruition. And then when it's complete, then ongoing, you have your helpers, you have all that it takes to keep your project going until it's natural fading. Everything has an ending, right? So you see it being sustained financially, physically, joyfully, people-wise, until it's tired. That made me yawn, didn't it? And then we wrap that in light. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. Remember, we all have access to amazing realms of consciousness, of intelligence around us. Some have our very favorite guides and angels. We're all headed to source, or that huge level of wholeness and completion that we came from, that we go to. And so I want to see around you a consciousness within you that you have a terrific amount of support, that is not physical, it's metaphysical, isn't it? Now choose from those, ask for those beings around you who are particularly great at healing, and have them come into our Galactic Healing Center where you've got that beautiful table, and they're going to stand around the beautiful table to help. And you're the first person that's going to go lie on that table, and you're going to ask for what it is you're working on. And they're going to come in and help you. Take a look around as you lie on the table. Maybe you're face up, maybe you're face down. If you can, look around and see who's around you. And ask for what it is you need. And those of you who don't really know what it is you need to work on with your health, get them to tell you what it's going to be. Good, 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 good. I see a lot of you just really getting to work here. Yeah, a lot of work to be done here. What are we trying to do? We're trying to learn to move beyond. Your body is a map, and your body is a huge, huge filing cabinet of experiences that you've had, maybe other lives, this life, through your lineage. Doesn't matter. Well, it matters, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you don't have to break it apart that way. But what we want to do is clear up a lot of the belief structures that say you have to be limited in this way or that. And that's what we're going to bring in, the Ho'oponopono, isn't it? Okay. And now wrap that in light, wrap yourself in light, and move your healing team over to the side. And now we're going to bring in a fresh healing table, and we're going to bring in some fresh people. Let's see. I'm going to bring in a woman and her husband who are very, very, they both have a lot of body pain, and they both have a really deep, deep poverty conscious. They've got two things. That's 24/7, they're in body pain, and both of them have quite a staunch poverty consciousness and a bleak feeling of never being able to get out of it. Okay, so we're asking for little extra teams to come in. Let's ask the teams and the teams to come in. So these two have realms and realms of healing beings coming to them. And I'm asking the two of you who are lying on separate tables to really bring up within yourself all the deep fears you have about wealth, the deep fears you have about possibility. Any deep fears you have, bring them up, bring them up, bring them up. And in both cases, your bodies are all tangled up with things that you believed a long, long time ago. And we're saying, you know, most of the job is just getting to know what those beliefs are, isn't it? You don't have to know them all. And you don't have to know from whence they spring. You just need to allow them to come up. Look them right in the eye. That's the fastest way of getting them to move. Anyway, your healing teams are working on you very diligently. And with the lady, with the woman, they're pulling on your heart. Your heart chakra is absolutely stuffed with grief and fear of who you are. deep isolation. It's making me yawn. Oh my goodness. Talk about empathy. That's the problem. I shouldn't have to do that. But you know, sometimes if you're a little bit vulnerable, good grief, what happens? You take it on, don't you? Anyway, this young lady is very much prone to not taking it on anymore, but it's as if she has taken it on so severely, she doesn't know how to let it go. And that's something I'd like us all to learn, is how to let go of things we've really empathized with. There we go. And she's got a lot of anger. Now, her husband also has a lot of anger. Both of them are expressing a deep, empathetic tryst between one another. So where she's been limited and he's trying to help her, he's essentially taking on the futility of it all. And we're saying it's not futile at all. Bring up the feeling that, oh, it's futile. Oh, it's futile. And let these beautiful angels and guides pull out streams and reams of those vibrational impacts that have gone on for a long time. Yeah, that's it. Good. And let it go out of your, they're pulling out of your thyroid, both of you actually, out of your thyroids. Remember, the neck is consciousness of self. So all that you go through is going to have to squeeze up through that little bottleneck, the gateway, which kind of messes up the thyroid sometimes when the deluge is too great for it to allow spiraling lights to move through it and create wisdom, right? There we go. There we go. You both got some kind of a shift here. So we're asking the healing team to stand with you and work with you as we wrap it all in light and move it over to the side. Isn't magic wonderful? We can change the realms in which we work. And now we're bringing forward a woman who's her family. She's absolutely exhausted and devastated. Actually, I could see a lot of different people that could come in on this one, but we're picking this one woman tonight, and we're seeing that she is devastated because she's been a single mom, and both her kids are very severely addicted to heroin, and one's in jail, and these are young kids, but they got caught in the sociological traps of these times, and she is a heartbroken, nervous mess. And we're going to see what the guides have to do with that. They immediately come in, and there's some on her feet and some working on her head, and several are working on her, the etheric body, and a lot to do with the heart. Good. And they're just going to keep working her over, working with her head. Why do they work with her head and also her belly? Because her thoughts and feelings are created first in the intestinal tract, right? And also her head, the programming in there. You could say that she, there were big pressures in her life when the children were young, and there was a lot of like drama and so on. But the other thing is that there's a whole process of what people are working out in this life. You understand? And sometimes, especially for moms and dads or anybody that you're close to, it seems almost impossible to imagine how you'd ever get through that. This beautiful woman is going to get through it just fine. And they're moving. There we are. We're moving the thyroid. Your guides are moving with the base of your spine, the ganglia, the base of the spine, the base of the neck, or the base of the skull. That's right. And they're moving these places in which old programs simply get trapped. Yeah. She's a very beloved woman. And that's the other thing, is it's really difficult to feel lovable. But remember this, that the journey of this life is very often intricate and complex. And it's really difficult to know why this happens with somebody and this doesn't happen with somebody. And it, you could say it's a law of attraction. But I have the same question I always ask. Is the attraction to what and which lifetime? Is it this lifetime? Is the law of attraction avoiding the emotional content? Is it too superficial? I think it's the way we interpret it. And the law of attraction goes through like your entire soul journey. This woman could well be, and I don't know this for sure, but she could well be in a hugely culminating successful period of her soul's journey. I always remember, what's her name? Edie, Betty Edie, who wrote that book called Embraced by the Light. And she, I've often referred to this. This is many, many, many years ago I read that book. But it's interesting because there's one little part of it when this being, when she was on the other side and she had her near-death experience, and what she watched different souls being born. And one of them, which was a brilliant, bright soul, was so excited because he was coming into a life as a multiply disabled being. And he was coming for the sake of learning. And those were the kinds of days, those were the days in the beginning stories and books that we all learned from, that it wasn't so easy to be a human being. We came in to do an awful lot of deep work. And this young woman needs to understand that her children, one of them in particular, is going to be really great a little later, like really great. And teach and help a lot of people. And we're saying to her, you know, she's so full of grief and kind of a terror about what's happening with her children. And we're saying they're doing a wonderful job. You understand? They're taking what looks to us all like a very devious route, but they're going to go through some tremendous clearings. And the thing with her is I want everyone, we're going to ho'onopono her. Are you ready? We're going to ho'onopono each person as we finish. This is not what I want to do, but this is something that in this particular case, the ho'onopono situation, for those of you, well, who don't remember it, I know you all know it, but we'll just reiterate some of it, is that the fellow, Hu Lin, who passes this on to everyone, his whole thing is that our ego is made up of a huge cocoon of beliefs, right? And it was those, and you and I are here to create our reality, right? We're learning how to do that as part of our dharma this lifetime. And in terms of creating our reality, we have to take responsibility for everything we see out there that's been created. So we look at this beautiful woman with the drug-addicted kids, the single mom. She's worked very hard. We just look at her and we say, and we call in our connection to the divine, and we say, we know we had something to do with creating her trauma, right? We're just taking that responsibility on. So then we say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. And you're speaking to your divine. Right? You're speaking to your divine, apologizing for and asking for forgiveness for all you created in this woman's life. We can do it with everything, but we'll just do it with her right now. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. And if you think about it, just look at yourself for a minute and see that huge cocoon of beliefs. A lot of those, or some of those, shift when you do this. They just shift and they release your body-mind, don't they? And you become changed. The goal is that you recognize that we're all one and you undo the attachment you have to whatever they're going through. And it helps heal them. It's quite a remarkable tool, isn't it? I know this isn't brand new, but I've been really into it right now. And a lot of my clients are too. So let's have fun. It's fun. I mean, it's really fun. It's a lot more fun than going, oh my gosh, that's a terrible situation. So let's wrap her in light and move it over to the side. Okay. And now we're going to bring, oh, we got several people here who have I think it's mental health. So we were talking about addictions on this one. So now we've got a couple of mental health people. And I don't know exactly. One of them is a woman, and she is absolutely unpredictably difficult. And people do not know what to do with her. There are three women here I see. One is very difficult and is really kind of scary in terms of her outbursts and so on. One of them is very resistant has a great deal of sickness and not sickness, but pain and discomfort and things going wrong and pressure and disappointments, but she doesn't understand that she's very, very resistant. So how do we create our reality? We spend a lot of our days releasing how we've been, releasing and releasing, because you're a vibrational vehicle of light, so am I. And if we're running around packed with this belief cocoon around us, it's really important to find out what's in that, what's holding me back here. Why am I not creating my reality? And you notice, as you do a lot of this clearing, that your reality clears too. There's a lot of wonderful things that come up. So, and the third one is somebody who's got just chronic depression. Oh my goodness. These are all three women, and there are men too, but well, let's just throw in a few men that have like depression, and one of them has rage fits. There we go. All right, so now we've got five, right? So I want you to all, and the teams are really working away on them. They're working with their brain pattern and their thyroid, which has a lot to do with the brain pattern, which has a lot to do with their how they perceive and how they keep running the pattern in the brain. And also they're working on their bellies, because as we talked about the neurotransmissional thing, I told my stepdaughter when she was very young, I said, when you meet when you meet a really grumpy teacher or a man, then just remember he probably needs a good poop. And the reason I'm saying that out loud is because as we clear up the intestinal tract, it really changes people's moods and people's potential and how your brain works, for heaven's sakes. So we're seeing that the guides are working with their bellies and with their brain pattern. Good. And you and I are going to sort of look at each one of those, look at them very carefully, connect with your own divinity and say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. And the fifth one, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. And then you go back into yourself and go, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. And I don't know how you feel. The teams are, we're sending them all off over here to be stewed in the higher realms. And the teams are, they're loving it. They love it very much. They work very hard on helping us unhook ourselves. Remember, releasing is about 98% of the job, and they're talking about that. So let's move that over to the side, and then we're going to see the Galactic Healing Center. The big politics. I heard a big thing about ISIS and the movement of the Muslims. It's by Jim Self. He's an intuitive. He's quite an amazing guy. He does mastering alchemy. And he was one of my interviewees. So if you haven't heard that podcast, check it out on veronicaentwistle.com. But anyway, he sends out a monthly, I guess it's a prediction thing, or it's a monthly, this is what's happening in the economics and in the politics of the planet and so on. And his explanation of what was happening with ISIS was kind of, in a way, kind of scary. In another way, kind of made sense. And that they're, you know, you've probably heard that they're moving all over the place and they're really infiltrating in shocking levels and rates. So we don't have to be anti-Muslim. It's not that. It's the... we don't have to be anti anything, but we don't want to feel the danger of someone who's out of control because of hatred. So I think what we do is we just do the Ho'oponopono for all the whole ISIS movement as it's spreading around the world. So let's just see ourselves being able to put it on a big, big healing table and contain it somewhat with our love and with our blessings, and see it going, I'm sorry. See it being contained and in love. And remember, change the energy, change the reality. And that's what we're doing. We're blessing it, and that in turn will change the reality. So I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you, and I love you. And do that for a few minutes. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you, and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you, and I love you. Good, and let's wrap that in light. And now the other thing is this whole election fervor is crazy making for me anyway, because my intellectual self gets really cranky about it. My spiritual self is a little bit more tolerant, a lot more tolerant, in fact. But when I think about the whole election thing, I pray and pray and pray that the waking up of the humans, we are waking up. You see it all over the place. You hear it on the media. You see it in news flashes in different parts of the world and so on. So let's just see our whole election system. Just see it waking up. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. And now, anywhere we are at war, let's just see the wars, and we're going to take responsibility. We're calling in our higher, our divine. I'm sorry. This is any wars that we know of, that we're participating in, that we're creating. In fact, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. Doesn't that feel good? Can't you feel really, really great when you do that? And now I want you to call in the high frequency energies out in the universe. You know how they're kind of brightening up? I keep seeing it as hot pinky salmon color. Let's call it in and have it come in through the top of our heads, whirl around in our necks and through the shoulders, down the arms, out of the hands. Back up your arms, swirl around and round in your body, and down in your heart, right? And now I want you to whirl it back out your arms and your hands, and I want you to pat it all over the world. Pat it wherever there's war, wherever there's destruction, wherever there's fish dying, wherever there's people in pain, wherever there's sickness, wherever there's huge traumatic loss. Yeah. There we go. And just keep patting it there and patting it there. And remember, change the energy, change the reality. As you call in amazing high frequency energies and pat them on various parts of the world, it does have an impact. We'd like it to have a total impact right now. Thank you very much. And that doesn't always happen, but never mind. We're doing our very, very best. So I want you to jump into, close off the Galactic Healing Center, jump into the Star Tetrahedron, and let's spin and spin and spin and spin. Spin and spin and spin and spin in the Star Tetrahedron. And come on into the room with me. I hope you're going to phone in, are you? Come on, some of you guys that used to phone in again. I would really love to hear from you. Hey, I have something else happening. We just started it today. You know how you've been through a lot of things, looking for a lot of experiences, trying to find out who your true nature is, your divine nature, or your dharma. What's the purpose of your life, especially in this life? What is your purpose? What are some of the twists and turns that you've taken trying to find your purpose? What is it you've learned from those? And, you know, some people have married and tried to avoid the purpose because it seems like a lot of work. Some people have oh, I don't know, traveled. Some people have had some big traumas, and through those big traumas, more of your purpose emerges. There are people like Eckhart Tolle, who says he was sitting on a park bench for what, 2 years or something, or Baptiste Pape, where he was supposed to be a hotshot lawyer and he couldn't do it, so he walked and walked and walked and realized he had to make a movie on Coming from the Heart. There's all kinds of stories we have about, they don't all have to be that. You can be living your normal life, but discovering more and more what's your true purpose and what's your dharma. And I'd really love it if you get hold of us at dharmaqueen.org. It's a kind of a fun name. And I'd like you to deposit or send me, I think there's a share button in there, send me, or a comment button, a very short report on something that you've been through as a Dharma person, as somebody who's really trying to figure out who you are and what's truly yours. It's so much fun because I talk to so many of you and you're going through the ups and downs and the whirligigs of this is what it is. No, it isn't. Oh my goodness, now I'm indecisive. Oh my, I feel this aching pull. Some of you have this. Like, how do you know when you're trying to find your own purpose? What happens in your body? What happens in your mind? How many of you have got really different experiences? Some people crack and have what we call a nervous breakthrough. Some people just get a great eureka, like, whoa, I really know. Oh, I think we've got somebody calling. We do. All right. Hello. Hello. Oh, well, that's weird. I got a call on Skype. I guess it was a whole different thing, right?
Oh dear, that's me.
Oh, hi. It is. Hi. Isn't that perfect? Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Ronnie. Yeah, I guess I called the wrong number, but I got you.
Well, obviously, it's
Yeah,
not the wrong
so.
number because here you are, darling.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I often think I'm doing the wrong thing and it's the right thing, it turns out. My
Maybe
mind
that
isn't always
is that your
focused.
dharma?
Maybe. Oh gosh, because that was the comment you just made that made me call.
Oh, good. And what was it?
Well, it's like the house is still not selling, for which I'm glad, but I'm not moving. In my work, I'm not moving. And I'm experiencing this kind of stuckness, and yet, I'm happy the house isn't selling. It's getting more and more beautiful. I'm refining my inside of it. It's getting more and more streamlined, because photographers come in and people come in and I go, oh, I better fix that. And yet it's not moving. I feel my life's kind of on hold. So,
But wait, wait, wait,
I
wait. Now,
love this
this is
place.
really interesting, okay? Your life is on hold because you can't move. That doesn't sort of go together, does it?
No, it's mixed up somehow.
It's kind of a graceful being stuck, then. You're in a beautiful place, which is getting more beautiful all the time, and you're stuck in it.
Yeah.
See that? What is that message?
I'd be happy where
So Nadia, what's your dharma? First of all, I want to say to everybody, I keep hearing that we are that there's been a kind of a dullness and things aren't happening and they will start perking up in June, which just started, and also it might be kind of odd till about August. I can't remember all the planets doing what, but they're having an argument of some sort out there. And the result is to keep things rather dull. What do you think of that?
Well, my friend and owner of the house says if the house doesn't sell by August, she's going to take it off the market and regroup or something.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be all right with you, wouldn't it?
I think it would be, but I think she's in an awkward spot. Well, you told me when I asked you about this a few months ago that her brother-in-law or someone would come in and offer some support. And it turns out that her ex-husband is offering support to buy the next house jointly with her.
Oh.
But I said, if he'll support you with that. So you were right on the, you know, other man coming in. But I asked her if he would be willing to invest in this place. If he's willing to invest in another, why not this place and then eliminate the move in it? But she said she hasn't talked to him about that. I don't know. It feels like, you know, constantly when I should be off at the vitamin store doing Reiki and stuff, I'm cleaning the house, getting it ready to be shown, and the timing isn't right. So it's kind of mixed up together where I'm living, whether I'm working.
I know, but what is your dharma, Nadia? Do you know?
Right at this moment, I can't say I know for sure.
Okay, but you have some ideas, and I know you well enough to know. Have you not had experiences which have really pushed you to do what's close to your soul and your heart?
Yeah, I have. But you know my tendency also to stall out. It takes me a lot to get started, and then I go like wonderfully flourishing for a while, and then I just stall out if there's nothing to keep me moving forward. I seem to be in that place while enjoying the loveliness of this place. I'm a little confused right now.
'Cause it's difficult to pick up the momentum. But I just want to say, looking back, that there have been moments where you have tried to do things differently, but your healing work is always what comes up, is it not?
Yes, and teaching.
And teaching.
And I still love the attitudinal healing stuff. I still love it. I was listening to a talk today online, and it was about having a passion for your work, and I do absolutely love it. But I feel very isolated, although the place is beautiful. I feel very isolated, and it's like, or is it just, maybe I'm just not reaching out, and I'm a little confused. I know I have gifts to offer and not unlimited time to do it in.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you need the money too, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the struggle. So I do see the connection between, you know, not having a lot of financial abundance and I pull my energy back. Mm-hmm. So as I pull my energy back, I don't make new connections and I don't get a lot done. Oh, dear.
Well, you know, that isn't a confusion. That's just where you kind of feel passively not involved, and you don't have anybody to quicken you. I think a lot of us really need somebody. You know, it's funny. I always laugh about, well, I have a Mars in Pisces, and they say it's the worst possible thing, okay? But I've because your Mars is how you go ahead in the world, and Pisces is like you're driven by an ocean. And the ocean's going in every direction, right? So, but what I've learned through the years is that what I do about that is I have to be jump-started. I'm somebody who will go a million miles. I'll go far and wide, and I'm kind of an adventurer, but I usually need somebody to kickstart me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you need to find that kind of influence in your life as well, because I see but I'm sure that things are, I shouldn't put it this way, but it appears that things are going to be a little bit slow that way for you, but you would still do very well to reach out and program a couple of classes in there's a couple of places not very far from you that you could put a class here and a class there. That would be very good for you because it helps. I called it jump starting myself. It helps you get jump started, okay. You know? And you know what's interesting about this for Nadia and other people at home is when you like yourself better, right? You make bigger decisions on your own behalf. And there's something about this stagnance right now where it makes you question yourself. You don't like who you are that well. And I say, you're adorable. We all struggle with that, Nadia. Maybe you more than others, or maybe not more than others. But we all struggle with that. You understand?
Yeah. Well, I do feel I have gifts to offer, but the longer I sit on it, the more I can convince myself that it's not much and everybody knows what I have to offer. And then as soon as I go out there and open my mouth, I find people don't know what they...
Isn't that funny? You need the reflection. You need to stick your neck out there and say, this is what I'd like to do, and watch people reflect back. Oh, I need that. Because you've got something. I mean, the fact that you're feeling stagnant will help others who are stagnant out there take charge of their lives. You know, do a couple of YouTubes. Have you done that?
I haven't, no.
Just talk to your...
But I have a good computer now and a good, you know, phone that syncs up together. I've got a Mac system, which is, thanks to the generosity of a friend, very fortunate that way. But I haven't done that.
The only reason I suggested that is because then you don't have to go out and so on. But I want you to go out. I think you're going to love it because people respond really well to you. And going out isn't very far for you. It's just a couple of places.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what's going to happen. Once you get charged up that way, you will be traveling again. You know how you've traveled off and on?
I would love to do that again. I really would love to. It's fun. It's refreshing. It can be exhausting. I think, you know, I've been trying to do taking this time to prepare my little presentations better than like last year when I was preparing right up to the last minute and exhausting myself. I don't want to repeat that experience. I want to do better this time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's some wisdom in taking some time, but not too long. You know, I can stagnate quite well.
Well, I think we all forget the pacing is really important. You want to pace yourself so that you don't lose your momentum, honey. And you've got some stuff coming up. It's not plentiful right now, but they're saying July, you know, I was told it was going to be stagnant till about August. This isn't strictly for you. This is just the way it's a bit slower for a lot of people, but you look like in July, if you get going now in July, you've got a couple of nice spots to give your classes, and it brings you one-on-one and it brings you more people. So I would just get going, and I could be your engine starter. And you can get going out there. And it's true for a lot of people who are listening. Sometimes it's really hard to shift, even if they're not stagnant, but if they're on a pattern, a routine, it's really hard to stick a toe out of the routine and do something totally different, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do know I have this opportunity at the Vitamin Center where I do Reiki by appointment, and I haven't been doing it a lot, but I've had a few appointments. I keep inviting people, but there's an opportunity to do a little presentation there on what Reiki is and what guided imagery is, so that people get more of a sense of what I'm doing.
I love that.
Yeah. So I think just up to me to have something ready and say to the owner who invited me in, okay, when can we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or offer her some times. Be even more proactive.
Okay, or suggest something.
Yeah.
Suggest a time.
Yeah, yeah, because I think she likes that. She's a little overwhelmed herself.
I think so. Yeah, they've cut back their hours of the store because it's a family business. And, you know, I know the wisdom of cutting back some hours, having had that resort once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the evenings are no longer open for more work like that. But on a couple of evenings, like every couple of months, there's a talk on something that brings more money and people into the store. So I could still do it that way, I think.
Yeah, well, I see more than one place for you. But remember to Ho'oponopono. Do that with it, too.
I do. I love it. I thank you for reminding me of it.
Isn't it fun?
When I get stuck, Yeah, just about anybody or anything, past or present, relationships or issues, I use that and I immediately feel better. I feel a little shift inside.
Yeah, me too. And I really do too. And do it on homeless situations for people and
right.
all kinds
and
of things.
Really, if our energy is more calm and aligned and focused, then of course everything's that we touch and set our foot out to do is going to be, I think, blessed by that to
I
some
know.
Degree at least.
And I really believe this, and I think a lot of you do, that there's a lot of magic out there. And we've been talking about the shift for a long time. And all that is, in as far as I understand it, is lifting our frequency up so that reality changes. So who knows when we do those things, when there's this magical shift in front of us. I love it. I'm really glad you called in, Nadia.
Thank you, Ronnie. And I'm glad I did too.
And so you're just going to have to phone in one of these weeks and let us know what's happening.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I better get busy then. Yeah, because my landlord and owner of the house, she wants to call you too, but, you know, it's a financial issue. But, you know, I thought maybe we could have a joint call. But no, you need to. She needs to talk to you anyway. I'll see what's happening.
But, well, you can
because,
tell her for me that she's probably able to sell that house in July. It looks like it's something that staggers around in June and then, boom, something comes up in July. She may choose not to sell it, but anyway, something's coming up.
Okay, well, I get to stay.
Yeah, you'll get to stay for a while, but I'll tell you what, I'm more interested in you getting at your work so that the world benefits, you know. Although it's nice for you to have companionship and beauty.
Yeah, I do need more companionship, and maybe I needed to get lonely enough to really appreciate it when it comes.
Well, Ho'oponopono. I can never quite say it. Ho'oponopono. Yes, we'll do that on you too. All right, Nadia.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Big blessings. Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. So that is a really interesting concept. I was talking about empathy earlier, and then with Nadia, we're talking about how the fields and frequencies sort of have, I talked about how they're fast sometimes, but sometimes there are these like pockets, like eddies or so on, that are like, they're a lot slower. And we feel held back and we feel slowed down. It is possible for us to take action and move ourselves through it. Either that or we take ourselves inside and we learn that there's a really precious rapport between you and the universal frequencies and you sit with it and you really be with it. Sometimes that gets a little costly if you're really worried about money. Anyway, let's see here. Let's take a look at a couple more people. Okay, so I see somebody who is, there's a lot of people that are not feeling that well these days. I don't know whether it's the GMO foods or the toxicity on the planet or the chemtrails or the, I mean, it's hard to know, but I'm seeing an awful lot of people who are not feeling very well. So I'm looking at a woman who's got an awful lot of gastrointestinal stuff going on. It really hurts. And so we're just going to take a few minutes, take a look at her. And I want to say to her that talking about empathy, oh, this is kind of fun. Okay. I had this experience the other night, but anyway, I look at her and I go, she's holding back, trying to be strong. Now picture your gastrointestinal system when you're holding back. And you're trying to be strong and to be powerful, not exactly like Nadia, but, you know, going forth into the world in a courageous way when things aren't really working well and there's some big disappointments on hand. And this person has a slow digestion anyway. So what's happening is her digestion is holding back and she's holding in a kind of anger and grief. And the cost of that is really tremendous. So if we've got some slow fields around us, so what can she do? We're going to send her, we're asking the healing teams to go to her as well, and we're going to send her healing light all the way through the digestive area, all the way from the perineum up to the throat, but mostly emphasizing we're just sending some really wonderful light. And for any of you that are having trouble, because my friend that I'm talking about here, she's having trouble digesting the truth of life, isn't she? She's having an awful time with it, and it's making her suffer. And I think when we have so much happening and it's so fast, and we've got our winning and losing all over the place, it is pretty hard to digest it all. So let's just send her light, move it through her body, and do a little ho'oponopono on her as well. And then it's almost time for the end of oh, it is time for the end of the show. So let's take the ho'oponopono and send it to the whole planet. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. It's for the whole planet's healing. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. And I remind you all to tune into dharmaqueen.org, put in your Dharma stories, or write to me, veronicaantwistle.com, veronica@veronicaantwistle.com, or go to my website to listen to podcasts and hit the Ask Veronica button, and I'll tell you how to do your Dharma Queen thing or set up a session for you. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, and I wish you all the best, and I wish you all to receive the benefits of the Ho'oponopono. Much love and good night.